Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, July 12th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Now, anyone that watches this show on a regular basis knows that we're huge advocates of people doing more than just sitting behind their computer screens or watching TV or simply passing around articles. We want people to take action.
And we're even more excited when we can find people in our local community doing things just like this. So we're very, very happy to bring today a local person from where we live here in the State College, Pennsylvania area who's doing something above and beyond and fighting the system in a very effective way.
Exactly. Now, a couple of days ago, we got an email from someone that said after they watched one of our shows about taking action and doing more than they've been doing, so he went out and he created his own website. It's an activist website, and this is exactly the kind of spirit that we're talking about. Well, today's guest is named Jeff Bonjo, and what he did was he was sick and tired of paying $2.29 a gallon for gasoline.
In fact, earlier this morning, our local radio station announced that gas prices could jump to $3 a gallon here very soon. Mm-hmm. So this is a very timely show we're going to do today.
Exactly. So what this individual did was he went out and made his own biodiesel car. What he did was buy a diesel automobile and converted it from scratch on his own and made it into a biodiesel automobile. And this is so fantastic because, as you'll find out, he's only paying now 38 cents a gallon to run this car. So what we're going to do today is we're going to close this segment right now, and we're going to let Jeff Bonjo come in here into the studio and take center stage. And what we're going to do is ask questions off camera. So I'll start with the introduction, and then those questions will be followed up by Lisa.
Yeah, we're so glad to be able to bring to you something that everyday people can do that will help keep more of your energy spending dollars in your pocket.
Right.
So we're looking forward to talking with Jeff about this today.
So very shortly, we're going to have Mr. Jeff Bonjo in the Wing TV studios. We very much look forward to it. All right, today we have in the Wing TV studio Jeff Bonjo, who recently created a biodiesel car. To start off, Jeff, what first compelled you to undertake this project to create a biodiesel car?
Well, Victor, the more I read about America's dependence on petroleum products, I found that if you want to stop using petroleum products, there is actually an option, and it's biodiesel, to use vegetable oil to run your car or even fuel your furnace at home.
Okay, now, you chose for your car a 1981 Mercedes-Benz 300D.
Mm-hmm.
Why was this type of car chosen, and what did you have to do to transform it into what it is now?
I chose the 81 Mercedes 300D because the D in the 300D stands for diesel. It has a diesel engine that comes with it. Another reason I chose that car is because if you get an 80s Mercedes-Benz, you can pick them up for around $1,000, $1,200. And I bought this 81 300D for $1,200. Now, as far as like modifying the Mercedes with biodiesel, there's no modification necessary, so I don't have any kind of engine modification at all.
All right, great. Now, describe the chemical reaction between vegetable oil, lye, and methanol that changes the raw materials into biodiesel fuel.
Sure. Well, not exactly a chemist, but I'll tell you what I understand about it. Vegetable oil is a glycerin molecule surrounded by some other chains, hydrogens. Basically, when you mix in lye and methanol and mix it all around, you'll get the glycerin molecule to separate from these called methyl esters. The glycerin will fall to the bottom of your reaction tank, and the biodiesel or methyl esters will float to the top. So it's really just a reaction that separates the molecule and divides it out.
Okay. Now, do you need any kind of special garage or staging area, or can you do this right at your home? And you mentioned this tank. How large is the tank that you keep the fuel in?
Yeah. I have a reaction tank that's a 55-gallon drum, and then I also have another 55-gallon drum that I like to put the processed biodiesel into, and I like to let it sit there to let gravity sort out any kind of debris that may be in there. As far as like needing a big setup or anything, I do it in my driveway, and recently I've just put a little bit of a roof over it, which was an old truck cap to keep the rain off of it. But a nice open space though is preferable, because maybe if we get into it, the reaction with the methanol and the lye requires a type of protective mask, which sounds scary, but it's really not.
And how do you get the fuel out of these tanks? Do you have some kind of pump, or is it a nozzle like at the gas station? How do you get it from the tank into your car?
I have two ways of doing that. I have a high-volume rotary crank pump. Just stick down in through the lid, and I turn the crank, and it comes out. When that's on the blink, which it sometimes is, I actually found that another cheap way to do it is with the current kind of popularity of deep frying turkeys. They've come up with this really nice oil pump to save your vegetable oil from after you boiled your turkey in this fryer oil. So at the grocery store and at the hardware store, now you can get a little pump for $19.99. And the nice thing about it is it's all set up with nice filters on it. So you get some really clean biodiesel just using this turkey fryer pump.
Now, I know that at the tanks right now, gas is $2.29 a gallon.
Right.
How much do you pay for biodiesel that you create, and how did you come up with this price?
Okay. About a month ago, I was paying $2.45 for diesel fuel while I was collecting my supplies and stuff I needed to get started. I've calculated out between the cost of the methanol, which runs about $2.30 a gallon, and the lye, which is about $3 for 8 ounces. When I make a 55-gallon drum of biodiesel fuel, it turns out to be 38 cents.
So that's quite a difference.
Yeah.
From 38 cents to $2.45.
Exactly. So it's a money saver, too, although I have other incentives for doing it.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure everybody watching this show right now is saying, how can I do this? Now, you mentioned that you're doing this with a diesel car. Is this only done with diesel cars, or can any type of automobile be used for this process?
You can only use a diesel engine right now. Regular gas-burning cars have an electronic ignition, and from what I understand, burn on a principle of igniting this gasoline that's in them. Diesel engines, however, work on a theory of compression, so you're actually compressing the substance to get power, and right now with the biodiesel, it doesn't really burn, so you have to use a diesel engine. Or another place that will work is in things that typically burn kerosene or home heating oil, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, before I get to my last question, I was listening to the radio a couple weeks ago, and Willie Nelson, the country western singer, was
right
on, and he's on tour right now, and all of his tour buses are being run strictly on biodiesel fuel. So he's taken his whole band and his entourage around the country with the biodiesel. So this is something that can expand out into the mainstream, isn't it?
Sure. That's my goal, is to make the information available to people and try to gain a little bit of energy sanity here in the United States.
Okay, last question before Lisa comes on is, what's the performance of your car running on biodiesel as compared to a regular gasoline car? Are they the same? Close?
I've read some studies that there's about a 5% energy loss between a petrodiesel powered car and a biodiesel powered car. But in my experience with running it, I can't tell the difference.
Okay, Jeff.
Yeah.
One of the good things about biodiesel is that it's made domestically and it keeps more of your money in your pocket. It's also sustainable. Have you noticed anything with the emissions? I know that you said your emissions smell like French fries.
Right.
Do you get any response from people when you're driving around in your car?
I had a friend following me the other day and they said they could definitely smell the fryer smell coming out of my car. But usually when I call to people's attention, they're like, oh, yeah, it does smell like a frying pan, doesn't it?
And this is 100% renewable also. You can make it from soy or canola oil, too. What do you suggest is better, recycled fryer oil or the other types of oil?
Well, the other types of oil, when you buy them fresh, can be a little bit pricey. I think I've seen vegetable oil for $3.99 a gallon on sale. I'm sure you could buy it in large quantities in a 55-gallon drum new, but the fact is, most places that have a fryer pay a dime or so a gallon to have it disposed of. So whenever I approach a restaurant owner and tell them what I'm doing, usually they're just more than happy to get rid of the stuff.
How much oil is needed to get started?
What's to say? You could really start with any amount, though you might as well with the process of doing it, you might as well get, I would say, 20 or 30 gallons would be a nice starting point. You could do less, but to make it worth your time and effort, I would say 20, 30. The first time I did it, I did a 50-gallon batch.
Okay. Engine life. Biodiesel is supposed to reduce engine wear by as much as half, primarily because it provides excellent lubricity. Even a 2%, 98% ratio seems to work well. So what's the first thing somebody needs to do if they want to brew their own biodiesel? Do you recommend a combination or straight 100%?
It's nice to do 100%, which I'm doing right now. But I must say, in the beginning, when I was kind of experimenting with this, I did do a mix, hoping that I wouldn't have done something wrong and ruined the engine. But I used about a 50-50 blend, which would be called D50, 50% biodiesel, 50% petrodiesel. Now I'm using D100, which is 100% biodiesel. As far as getting started, all you have to do is get a couple of clean garbage cans, start some agreement with a local restaurant owner or somebody that has a fryer, start saving the oil, and when you get 20 or 30 gallons, hopefully read up on the subject or attend one of my free workshops.
When do you give your free workshops?
Whenever I get enough material together, I figure if I'm going to be making it, I might as well invite people by. So
we'd be happy to announce those on our website.
Okay, great. Yeah.
As far as drivability, have you noticed a smoothing of the engine or that it runs quieter with less smoke now that you're using biodiesel?
My diesel engine, because it was an 81, did smoke with petrodiesel. Now that I'm burning the biodiesel, it does still smoke, but I can tell a difference that the engine is running smoother with the biodiesel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In engines older than mid-90s, mm-hmm. would they maybe require upgrades of fuel lines? I know that's cheap and easy,
right.
But biodiesel has been known to eat through certain types of rubber. So if an upgrade is required, is it extensive? Is it going to be like time-consuming and a hassle?
I haven't gotten to that point yet, but from what I understand, the older rubber seals and fuel lines can deteriorate over a period of about a year. Because I'm working with an old car, I don't know if the car will actually make it a year, but it could be upgraded pretty easily with new fuel lines and some new rubber seals. But
okay. What about inspections? Do you expect to have any kind of problems with inspections with this type of vehicle?
No, the car was passing inspection with the petrodiesel, which smoked a lot more, and I don't foresee any problems. Actually, the car was just inspected last month.
Just so everybody knows, my research has shown that all emissions are reduced with running biodiesel. The only one that might be increased is with nitrous oxides, and that can be reduced below the acceptable levels by just some adjustment of the injection timing and engine operating temperature. So it looks like this is a really great alternative, and it's the only fuel alternative that's completed the health effects testing requirements of the Clean Air Act. So it sounds like like the best and only alternative we have right now to this price gauging. What do you think about the cost of gas here in State College?
It is true that there may be some emission concerns. However, it's certainly a lot better than what we're dealing with now. And when you also consider that your petro products are shipped from halfway across the world, you know, we're definitely ahead of the game. Are there a couple improvements that could be made? Yeah. I haven't made those types of improvements yet because I'm still working on the technology and with an older engine. So I think I'm ahead of the game. There's a little bit there yet to be discovered.
Yeah, well, you're not only ahead of the game, you're ahead of most of the population of the United States, so we really applaud what you're doing.
Sure.
Anybody who wants more information about this can go to biodieselnow.com or biodiesel.org for purchasing questions if you don't want to make your own. And, Jeff, we thank you very much.
Sure.
Right.
Thanks for having me.
One last thing before we go. When you go to these restaurants and ask them, how much oil do you get per each restaurant or grocery store or whatever?
Like? What I like to do and what you might want to do if you're considering starting is get yourself a couple 5-gallon buckets with lids and write your name and phone number on the lid. What I like to do is have 4 containers available so that as the fryer people fill up 2 buckets, it gives me time to get back around. So they have 2 spares there. So I like to keep a rotation of about 4 5-gallon buckets. And most places seems to be like a 10-gallon standard that they fry with. So I take 10 home while I'm straining it or whatever. They still have 2 more pails there.
Okay. Well, very good. Why don't you hold your flyer up?
Yeah,
for
sure.
What we're going to do on Thursday is we're going to put the contents of this flyer up on the Wing TV homepage. So that everybody can read what Jeff's doing, and we just applaud him. We think it's fantastic that here's someone who got sick of paying $2.30 a gallon, and now he's paying 38 cents a gallon, and he's making the environment better. So, just, Jeff, thank you for coming in the studio today, and applaud you.
Hey, I hope to share this information with everybody and get everybody going on a little biodiesel project in their driveway. It's very easy to do.